The topic we have today is, it sounds like, probably one of the most boring topics you could have. The number of occurrences in construction defect litigation. But what we're going to see is actually it is one of the most important. And with the law changing the way the law has been changing, I and Pat both believe that we're going to see this be one of the sort of new frontiers as far as construction litigation is concerned. And whether you represent policyholders or whether you represent insurance companies, this is going to be an important issue that you take into consideration as you develop your case, as you develop your strategy, and try to, you know, obtain the best result for your client possible. Now, first question we have, first slide, is why is the issue important? First is the continuing injury rule. We know that after the Lennar case, Markell, Texas Supreme Court has squarely, and I don't think there's any question, it's not dicta, the Texas Supreme Court has squarely applied the continuing injury rule to construction defect cases. It was in a footnote back in Don's Building. You know, first time we had it was a medical malpractice case in API versus Garcia. But now, I don't think there's any question, the Supreme Court says it wasn't dicta, it was part of the case, and it applies to construction defect case. So what that means is, where there is a continuing injury over a number of policy periods,